Michael. My name's Wendy, for those of you who don't know me. And I work part-time at the King's Arms. And one of the things I have the privilege of doing is coordinating people sharing stories on a Sunday to encourage us as a family. And so I wondered if you can join me this week in welcoming up Liz Lee. Liz, come on up. Good evening, Liz. Are you all right?
Good evening. Yeah. Hi.
Liz, you've been off work now since Christmas with physical symptoms and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what those symptoms were and what was going on there?
Yeah, I had to, just after Christmas, I had to come home because one of my legs was swollen and they thought I'd got thrombosis. So I had to rush to see the doctor and the next few days I was having to keep my leg up, then going back to have it measured and everything. But this, in a way, was like a side story because for about a year, I'd been having really like spasms in my chest. And at first, I thought I was having a heart attack. But because I didn't drop dead, I thought, well, probably it's not. But it was like that. It was sort of like a spasm. And I had to really keep still for what seemed like a long while, but was probably only about a minute. And then it would go. And but I seemed to be okay, so I just ignored it. But you know what it's like when you get to the doctor? You think, well, I might as well mention the pain chest as well. Yeah. And he said, oh, right, and try and describe it. Well, I tried to describe it, but I never really thought about what it was like. So I went off, and when I came back next time, I said, oh, I've really been, you know, I had another one of these spasms, and describe what it's like. And it sort of started just around my ribs and sort of crept up and up my back. And he said, that really sounds like gallstones. So I said, oh, so just give me a little check. And said, I think we'll do a blood test. So meanwhile, we were looking after this leg and I was off work. I was also getting checked over for this chest pain. And when the blood tests come back, he said, they really looked suspicious. I'd like you to have a scan. Well, you know, scans don't come very quickly in Bedford, do they? So I'm waiting and I'm off work, and my small group were praying for me, and the individual had prayed for me. But I was still, occasionally, I was finding that if I did things where I bent a lot, like with my grandchildren up and down and that, I would get these pains. Yeah. And then one morning, Simon was talking about, you know, how big is your God? And my friend in Scotland sent me Jeremiah 17, which says, you know, like, have your confidence in God and you're going to be like the tree in the water and your leaves are always going to stay green. And I thought, yeah, I'm just like cracking up, you know, like everything is like. So I thought, yeah, well, it's spiritual, you know, I am. You know, I do want to be with God and I will be spiritually, you know, if I keep looking to God and all that. But as Simon said, how big is your God? I thought, well, you know, yeah, I'm thinking, am I just accepting that, you know, I'm getting older and I've got all these things. And like, you know, and suddenly I feel like God gave me the faith to go up and be prayed for.
Brilliant.
And somebody prayed for me. Well, we prayed really for the leg and stuff and getting back to work. But then I started to notice while I was waiting for the scan that actually I hadn't had these pains anymore. Wow. And the weeks went on and I think I mentioned to Wendy and I said, well, I just want to wait a bit longer, see what happens. Because I just thought every now and again, oh, I think I can feel it coming back, you know, like really for women of faith. But But it didn't, and it didn't matter. Also, if I ate things sometimes, I got like indigestion and stuff and nothing. And I was doing all these things that I did that brought it on, and there was nothing. So
the
scan came along and I went, and absolutely nothing. Wow. There was nothing there at all. And so I went back to doctor, and I think partly thought, well, this woman likes it all in her head, you know, it's like. But I know that there was something that was quite long term. It's just disappeared. And also I feel like for a long time I've had a lack of energy.
Yeah.
And it's like I really feel God is, you know, has really done this sort of saying to me that actually don't look at your age because I don't accept, you know, what comes along.
Brilliant.
Can I just share some scriptures I feel God's given me?
So
if I can see. So I feel God saying like Psalm 1, you know, you'll yield fruit in the season, and your leaves will never wither. And it'll be like an olive tree that flourishes. And in Psalm 92, it says that it'll bear fruit in old age and stay fresh and green.
Amen.
So I feel that's what God's saying to me. So
it's brilliant.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. Yeah. Isn't that exciting? Praise God.